It takes just a casual perusal of the media to see that there is the token Muslim that's on there spouting the typical lie that Islam is a peaceful religion and that the word Islam itself means peace. When it does not, it means submission. And then if you know anything, as I do, because I'm minister on Capitol Hill, if you know anything about even the United States State Department, especially under the Obama administration, it was riddled through with scores of Muslims who were exerting their ideas and Islamic ideology onto the U.S. State Department. And it didn't end there. It was in the White House. It was all throughout the government. And tragically, all too much of it is still present. What is the goal of this very successful infiltration that has taken place in the United States government?
See, the sad part, this is a great question, and it's a great show actually so far. There's so much I would love to share because I lived in the East and I lived in the West. I lived as a Muslim and I am born again Christian. I understand the mentality of Islam and now I can say that I am new in Christ. And one of the biggest problems in America that they do not pay attention to anything until it has a direct effect on them personally. And it is disturbing their life in ways that kind of getting their attention. Otherwise, they don't see it. And the problem when you are talking about the infiltration that took place during Obama administration and how during Obama administration we have lots of Muslims, you know, or Islamists into the administration in different places throughout the government of the United States of America, it is true, but this is when people paid attention. But it has been going on since the 70s and even way before that. Obama did not bring Islam to America. Islam was already in America, and Obama just highlighted that more than any other administration before, and it started affecting people in their daily life like never before. But did Islam and the Islamist movement look at America and try to infiltrate it for many years? Absolutely. If you look at the history, and then you look at the second wave, and the most strong wave started in the 70s. And one thing I would love people to know, Islam operates from a victim mentality. Islam has been a victim and acting as a victim since the time of Muhammad. When Muhammad started waging the war against everybody else, he was claiming that he is a victim. He started stealing from people in the day one from he started when he started the Islamic State, and claiming that because he has been robbed and kicked out, this is because he's a victim. Now he's going to take revenge. When he was a victim, he is going to start waging war. Until today, Muslims will always act as a victim. They are innocent. They have done nothing. They are only protecting themselves. They are protecting themselves from the Islamophobe. They are protecting themselves from the American military forces that is killing their kids and so forth. And they are protecting themselves from all the crazy Christians that are trying to destroy them and defeat them and so forth. And they need nothing other than to worship and to live in peace, which is far from true, because the essence of Islam is spreading the word of Islam and establishing a kingdom of Islam on earth. And the day of judgment will never come until the flag of the Islam is rising on every corner of the planet. Those are the words of Muhammad, and he is doing this again from a victim perspective, that, you know, Allah will stand with you when everybody else is against you, and you will fight the good fight, and Allah will make you victorious.